So you've been wanting to research companies, but you don't necessarily have the time to do it yourself, or you don't know how to do it yourself. In this series of videos, I'm going to be going step by step through my entire process from beginning to end on how I find companies, what I look for when I do my initial research on the companies. If they pass my initial research, how do I value and evaluate them after reading their financial statement? I will go step by step, including valuations when we get to that point, and how to evaluate companies. My name is Jason Rivera, and welcome to Value Investing Journey Case Studies. Hey, Jason here. Today's case study episode, we're going to continue talking about ROC, return on capital employed. Today, I'm going to show you how to calculate it, at least how I calculate it. Before I get to that, though, let's note this series or this video as a podcast anywhere in the world for free on all major podcasting platforms. Stitcher, Anchor, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, and more. Get this as part of the I Love Value Investing podcast anywhere in the world for free. Get that out of the way. So in the last two videos, I've told you what return on capital employed is, why it's important. Today, we're going to calculate it, at least how I calculate it, which you see on over here. As I said in the ROIC video, so which again, those four videos, why it's important or what it is, why it's important, how to calculate, and then advanced training. will be linked below this video as well as the other ROCE videos. As I said in the ROIC videos, the reason I calculate ROCE this way here is because it's simple. The way you calculate something doesn't really make much sense as long as it's one of the different ways to calculate it. What matters more is being consistent and using this same calculation every time you analyze a stock. The reason being is so you can compare, say, Microsoft and Procter & Gamble, like we're going to talk about today, and we talked about in our ROIC videos. So you can compare those on an apples-to-apples basis to other companies that you evaluate. If you use different calculations for different stocks for ROIC, ROC, and unlevered return on the tangible equity, you can't compare them because the things that go into the calculations are different. This way you can compare the stocks together, or not together, compare them to each other to see what is potentially the better investment based on its profitability numbers. So having said that, there we go. Okay, so all we're going to need here is the financials tab for Microsoft open. We're going to start with Microsoft, and we have everything here. Actually, we just need on the financials tab. We don't even actually make sure we're on the quarterly. Don't even need to go into the individual income statement or the balance sheet because all the numbers we need are here. Operating or return on capital employed, the way I calculate it is operating profit or EBIT divided by total capital employed. And total capital employed is total assets minus current liabilities. And if you're wondering, I took this directly from the Value Investing Journey valuation and profitability metric template, which you can get for free at the end of this video. I'll tell you how to get it for free at the end of this video. I took this directly from there. So this is from an old example. So ROCE is trailing 12 months. We need the EBIT, which is operating income. Again, always make sure to use the trailing 12 month numbers when you're looking at the income statement, and always make sure to use the most recent numbers, whatever those are, when you're looking at the balance sheet. The reason you want to do that is because you want the most up-to-date current information, because you want to value the company based on it, on the most up-to-date information. Okay, so 53 rounded up, and then total assets 301.3 minus divided by whatever 301.3. Do that right now. 3 minus 183, 44.8. So this is fantastic. I look for anything above 10% on a consistent basis, like with ROIC and unlevered return on net tangible equity. Typically, the higher these are, the better, because it shows or it means the company's more profitable and that it's using its assets better to generate profits from its operations. 44.8 is fantastic. Let's make make sure we delineate these. So copy, paste. Procter and Gamble, PG. Okay, same thing. Okay, so operating income 15.7, 120.7 minus 73.8. Oop, that is not correct. I have to erase the one there. 120.7 minus 8 equals 46.9. I can already tell right now that PG is going to have a fantastic ROCE as well. 33.5. They have a fantastic ROCE as well, which again is expected. So this is pretty straightforward. Next week, I'm going to show you the advanced training on ROCE, how to do it, not necessarily a better way, but a more complete way, in my opinion. Here are the ROIC calculations, and I think I messed up on these. These are, if I remember right, yeah, these are, so these aren't the regular ones. I saved them in the same sheet for some reason on accident. So these are the ones with the things like unfunded pensions and operating leases and stuff like that. So these are the more kind of realistic ROIC calculations for ROIC for Procter & Gamble and Microsoft. So what I would do here, and again, we'll illustrate this more when we finish talking about unlevered return on net tangible equity. But another reason you calculate all these is because, A, it's easy to do. It took less than 8 minutes to calculate and explain this all to you. So probably less than 5 minutes to calculate ROC combined for both these companies. What you also can do is you compare these numbers to each other. Not necessarily on an apples to apples basis, but they give you slightly different ROIC, ROCE, and unlevered return on net tangible equity, which we'll start talking about in a couple weeks. You can compare these, again, not necessarily to each other, but you can get an idea by looking at them. Here, ROIC 100%, ROCE 44.8%, to get an idea of how profitable a company is using the different metrics that go into each of these. Remember, these each have different stuff that goes into them. This is a little bit more complex situation that includes different things in it. This includes essentially the entire balance sheet. And again, I will explain all these differences and why they're important in the final video of this series a couple weeks from now. But for now, I just want to kind of let you know that you can and should compare ROCE and ROIC and unlevered return on net tangible equity to each other. Again, I will explain the kind of full ins and outs of that at the final video in this series. But after I explain the differences in the calculations and why they're important, why you need to do all three of these, why you shouldn't just rely on one of them. So I hope this helped. Again, next week we'll do an advanced training on ROCE. And then after that, we're going to start talking about unlevered return on net tangible equity and do the same thing. What is unlevered return on net tangible equity? Why it's important? Do a training on it and show you how to calculate it. Then I'll do an advanced training on it and show you how kind of a more complete way to calculate it as well. So I hope this helped. Again, ROIC I've used for years, ROCE and unlevered return on net tangible equity I learned from reading the Berkshire Hathaway shareholder letters. And so that's why I use it, because frankly, I think he says it in there that ROCE and unlevered return on net tangible equity are two of his Buffett's favorite metrics. So they're incredibly valuable. And again, I'll explain more on all of this as we can continue on with this series, but I want to wrap it up here with this calculation. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, let me know. If I didn't explain something well enough, either go to the videos before this on ROCE and ROIC for full context of this, if you're just coming into the series. And if I didn't explain something well enough in any of those videos, let me know and I'd like to answer it for you. So I can help you use these and get an advantage over other investors while you evaluate stocks. If you're listening on the podcast or if you're listening on the video, like, love, share, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. Really appreciate if you would hit the notification bell as well, so you're notified every time we release a new video, because we're releasing new videos all the time. If you're listening on the podcast, like, love, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And make sure to also, we'd really appreciate if you left a review, because the more reviews, views, and listens we get on our content, the more people we can help. If you want the ROIC template, the ROCE template, and the unlevered return on net tangible equity template, along with other profitability metric calculations and valuations, you can get that for free by using the link below to get 5 free gifts. One of those gifts is getting you access to that template that all students of mine get. And until next time, I'll talk to you again soon. Have a great day.